This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. South Korea's military says North Korea today launched two more missiles. Here is VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul with a report.
It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests. Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump have met three times since June 2018, but have failed to make any progress on dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons. Talks have been stalled since February, when a summit in Hanoi between Kim and Trump ended in a disagreement over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Almost all of North Korea's missile tests this year have been short-range. Trump has said he has no problem with North Korea's short-range launches, since they can't reach the United States.
As Bill Gallo reported, North Korea last month walked out of discussions blaming Washington for the breakdown, in large part for its refusal to ease economic sanctions on Pyongyang. With the death toll still climbing, Albania Wednesday marked a day of mourning for the victims of this week's destructive earthquake. Hundreds of aftershocks have been reported, and the United Nations is sending technical experts to Albania to assess the damages and report on the needs. One of the most pressing needs, finding ways to house large numbers of people who have been left homeless. Many are now sleeping in tents. The government in Tirana is promising to move them to hotels for the winter. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two congressional bills that show support for Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. Chinese leaders are angry about it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The two measures passed nearly unanimously in the House and Senate last week after months of unrest on the streets of Hong Kong. President Trump had expressed some reservations about the effects of those statements since he's negotiating a trade deal with China's President Xi Jinping, who suggested there could be countermeasures if Trump signed the bills. One mandates sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses. The other bans the export to Hong Kong police of items like tear gas, rubber bullets, and tasers.
That was Jackie Quinn of AP. There is new and perhaps critical information on the timing of President Trump's decision to release military aid to Ukraine, the issue at the heart of the impeachment probe. Here is AP's Mike Rossia.
When President Donald Trump finally released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine in September, he knew a whistleblower complaint had been lodged. Two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly tell the Associated Press Trump was briefed about the whistleblower in late August by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. The August briefing was first reported by the New York Times. The White House has claimed the suspension of the military aid was not linked to the president's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, but the weather may put a crimp in plans for one of the day's biggest traditional events, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
If winds exceed 23 miles per hour and gusts exceed 34, that's a no-fly for the giant balloons. NYPD Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison says they'll have sergeants along the parade route, measuring the wind and making decisions on the spot.
The balloons could actually go up to 55 feet in height. But if it comes to a situation where there's some public safety, we will bring them down to 10 feet.
Or he says they could be deflated on the spot.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has rejected President Trump's idea to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Here's Gavino Garay.
President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of nine Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month. But Mexico fears such a designation could, under U.S. law, enable the United States to act directly against the threat if it so chose.
Gene Randall, VOA News.